There have been conflicting and confusing reports out of the city of Basra in southern Iraq. Yesterday, British forces around the city have claimed that they've been firing artillery shells in aid of a suspected uprising by citizens there. And today the British focused on a new moving target in the vicinity of the city. BBC reporter Clive Myrie is south of Basra, and we spoke to him earlier today.
I can tell you that a column of Iraqi armor, heavy armor, tanks, armored personnel carriers, something between 70 and 120 vehicles, has been under attack from coalition jets. The column was spotted leaving Basra along a road southeast out of the city. Unmanned Phoenix surveillance planes were dispatched to try and ascertain exactly where the column was going, what it was doing, whether or not perhaps the generals, the Iraqi tank commanders on board were actually trying to surrender. The decision was taken that in fact that wasn't the case, that the tanks were in an offensive position heading southeast. And as a result, that is why they've been under attack for the last few hours now.
Part of the confusion, it seems, about this column coming out of Basra is whether it is leaving the city because, from the Iraqi standpoint, Basra is a lost cause, or whether it has some other objective that it wants to attack first. Do the officers there have any idea which is the case?
I'm afraid not. It's a confused situation. There have been reports over the last couple of days that there's been some kind of uprising, insurrection in the north of Basra. Obviously, because we're talking about Iraqi heavy armor, we're talking about the Iraqi army here. These are the kinds of people who might be attacked, come under reprisals because of their allegiance to Saddam Hussein if there has been an uprising from the Shia majority. So that's one reason why perhaps this column has been seen leaving Basra. Another reason, as you suggest, could be that this is some kind of counterattack, that they want to try and retake land that they've lost, retake ground that they've lost over the last few days.
As best you can determine, is this return to Basra and the area by British forces, is that an improvisation? Is this something that those same forces were not intending to do until yesterday or the day before?
I think that's not clear. British headquarters, coalition headquarters in Kuwait have made it clear in the last couple of days that Basra is a military objective, that they do feel they need to get in there to help the people and to offer humanitarian assistance. But as far as the Royal Marines commanders that I'm with here, it's not clear that Basra was a military objective. We just don't know.
And as for entering Basra, do you have any idea when British forces might do that?
Absolutely no idea. We are not being given any indication as to when that will happen or even if that will happen. But as I say, British headquarters in Kuwait are suggesting that it is a military objective and that it would make sense at some point for some kind of entry into Basra to offer humanitarian assistance.
Before I let you go, Clive, these reports of perhaps there having been a Shiite uprising in the north part of Basra, but perhaps not in the south part of Basra, does anybody there seem to have a good idea of what's going on? That is it just too high security information to pass on to journalists, or does nobody actually know what's happening in the middle of Basra?
Frankly, I'm not sure anyone really knows what's going on in the middle of Basra. I have to say, and all I can say in answer to your question, is that the picture is very confused.
Well, Clive Myrie, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Reporter Clive Myrie of the BBC talking to us from just south of Basra in southern Iraq.